Good morning. Today is Monday. No, it's not. It's Friday. Flip my calendar.
Whatever you say.
Yeah, sure. Merry Christmas, everybody. That's what I started writing out was Merry. Actually, it came out Murny.
And a happy.
Yes. And, well, not New Year yet.
Well, it's not.
No. That'd be after today.
I suppose it is Christmas yet.
I see. Got your lump of coal, put it in the fireplace,
that's
and you're
right.
done.
That's right. Empty my stocking of all its coal.
Yeah. So, obviously, we're not here today. This is one of those recorded for playback at this time.
Yes, indeed. And I'm so happy to be here. I just can't tell you.
You can
tell
Christmas
it in my tone
Day,
of voice,
yeah.
Right?
I know Damien's got all of his jelly beans out and all of his Christmas candy, and he's just going to town a little early here.
His famous hat.
Yeah.
With the eyes on it.
The better to see you with, my dear.
That's right.
You've got a quote there?
I do. In keeping with what we're going to chat about today, which is family.
Family. Okay.
I am a man of fixed and unbending principles, the first of which is to be flexible at all times.
It's like the boss is always right, right?
And if you're going to be family, this one applies.
Yeah. One of the cool things I would think must happen for those families who are spread out and they come together is to see change.
You mean geographically?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it doesn't have to be too far, but far enough away so that there's...
The bedroom to the kitchen? What are you talking about?
Well, there's separation, so you don't see them on a regular basis.
Right, family
and come back together and then
like
have
that... What the heck happened to you?
Yeah, the recapturing of everything and bringing everything back.
I went to college. I learned stuff. My parents don't like me anymore.
Yeah. What is it that makes the holidays so unique?
They're not unique. Holiday is a holiday. Next.
I see. Damien just choked on his Christmas candy.
You're going somewhere with holidays are unique.
No, it just...
Which is a separate
unique
issue.
Being not normal. It doesn't happen every day.
Well, that doesn't mean it's not normal.
Well, that makes it unique by definition.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, it does.
No,
it doesn't. It doesn't happen regularly.
Women don't give birth every day, but it doesn't make it unique and... It's normal to give birth on a regular basis.
Okay, fine.
What are you talking about? Where are you going with this anyway?
Just the enjoyment that people have.
You're trying to romanticize this and make it all
figure out why some people really enjoy the holidays.
Oh, that's
in spite of their therapist.
That's because they get. That's because they get to look forward to a number of illusions and a number of realities. One of the realities of holidays, of course, is excellent food. That's a reality to look forward to.
Yeah.
And then there's also the illusions that we're going to have a family dinner and everybody's going to get along and be happy and nice and there's not going to be any fighting or anything and Uncle Ed isn't going to pull the turkey off the table in a drunken rage.
How about to be together?
Being together, right. Some
people, not perfect.
No. Some people push togetherness in spite of reality. You know what I mean?
No, I'm not really paying attention to you. I'm looking at the jelly beans that Damien
has. You're distracted. That's all right.
Yeah, well, that's okay. You're going to be too because we're going to go to a break. KINS News and Information Time. Yeah, it's just going to keep going in this vein. It's 8:19.
You've never heard us before, because we're something brand new. It's called Destination Radio. If you live in Ferndale or Gold Beach, Blue Lake or Klamath, Brookings or Eureka, you'll be looking for someplace different to take the family, something special to do next weekend. The best destinations for day trips and overnights, for hiking or biking, for beachcombing or birdwatching, and you'll turn to us for ideas, because you're the reason we're here, to help you find your close-to-home destination. Stay, play, and relax with us. Destination Radio.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:19. No, it's not. It's 8:23.
Of course
okay.
It is.
I'm still distracted. Fine.
That's all right. You'll get over it. It'll pass. Anyway, back to...
Mr. Quimby's with us, by the way.
People look forward to... Yeah, people look forward to all sorts of things.
Just spending time together. I mean, isn't that...
Spending time together is nice. And during holidays, frequently, parents get some time off from, if they're working parents, some from work, and kids get time off from school, and so people get to hang around together. Sometimes it's happy, sometimes it's not. So the secret to a happy family is some planning ahead on what to do.
You mean not scrambling, running to the grocery store at 10 o'clock when the turkey goes in at 10:05?
That would be one of the
scrambles. That would be one of those, okay.
Yeah, the lack of planning, right. Children frequently are hopefully included in the holiday planning, in the holiday chores, sometimes the holiday food making, which is very good for the children.
They can open a can of cranberry sauce as easy as anybody else.
They certainly can. Yeah. And you got to open the other end so it slides out nicely. If you got the solid bullet of cranberry sauce.
The jelly, yeah.
That's the one I like, yeah. So planning ahead for how you want to do things and how you want to feel is important. A lot of people don't plan ahead on how to feel. These are sometimes the people that look forward to the illusion that it's a holiday, so therefore everything is going to be nice and warm and wonderful and fuzzy and cozy. And no, things are warm and wonderful and cozy when you make them that way. Yes, indeed. So part of family is how do we want to be? And then being involves paying attention to each other's hopes, dreams, wishes, needs, that sort of thing.
So you get a little guy or gal. Okay, 4 o'clock, Santa's been here. Time to hit the tree, guys. Oh, okay, fine.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, certainly that unbridled enthusiasm is great fun, and it's part of what the entire event is all about.
Sure.
For a lot of folks, obviously, above and beyond the religious components.
The giving and the getting nature of Christmas is wonderful. It's all got to do with the original gifts.
The midday.
Take a break. Take a nap.
Yeah. That's something that I think for many of us it was a learned event.
Oh, based upon.
Based on need and age.
Fatigue, yes. Imposed upon you rather than. Yeah. And so it's important, right? It's the same thing as after dinner. Not everybody feels like hopping up from the table after dinner and zipping into the kitchen and finishing off everything or cleaning everything up or
rolling out dessert.
But yeah, Lucy having come from a Sicilian family, and she remembers in Chicago where all the men would go out on the porch and light their tobacco up and talk and visit, and all the women are busy in the kitchen. And
did culture, you ever get to experience
it's,
that?
It's culture. Oh, no, not the Chicago version of Lucy's family.
Yeah, just to drop in one time. Just to experience
no,
it
well,
once.
No, we never made okay. Chicago. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
But her family here, everybody pitched in, so that wasn't a problem. So that part of that togetherness is everybody pitching in to do a little this, a little that, a little something else. So that was nice.
Well, I would think family traditions come in all shapes and sizes.
They
and
do
attitudes.
Indeed.
Yeah,
and they come from magical places, and they come from warm, fuzzy places, and. They come from religious places and cultural places, and a lot of them don't seem to make sense until you track them down and figure out where they came. Well, Grandpa always did that. Oh, okay.
Part of the family tradition.
Grandpa's been doing it wrong for 30 years.
So I'm sure there would be one in the family that would like to bust Grandpa's chops.
Yeah, right.
And the others
and
are going, you know,
leave Grandpa
it's
alone.
Now part of our family tradition.
Leave it
Let's
alone.
Have it our tradition.
Yeah, leave it alone. Don't rock the boat. So there's some illusions that just aren't worth fussing with. Just leave them alone.
That's kind of fun. I mean, I would think that's part of what makes holiday or family gatherings enjoyable is that it becomes yours.
And it's sensitivity to other people's needs and feelings in, you know, not rocking the boat. Leave it alone. Walk away.
So would folks are away for a period and then come back together again? If it's a year, if it's 10 years, if it's 10 months.
Yeah.
So their experiences change a little bit.
It has.
I would tend to think that the wisest thing to do would be to kind of get a lay of the land.
Yeah.
And before you come in and show how different you are.
Yeah.
Get a sense of whether anybody cares and what
right.
potential
what,
might
what
be.
What you're coming back to and how are things. And that's what casual conversation is for. And how's Uncle Bill and Aunt Mary and find out what's going on before you impose your last 5 years upon everybody.
And tell us how stupid we all are?
Well, when you come to visit, you got to remember that you're a visitor. And when you come back to a family that's been loping along for, say, 10 years, they've been loping along for 10 years, and they're not really interested in people coming in and throwing a cherry bomb right in the middle of of their last 10 years. You're still doing that? How stupid.
Yeah.
That's not cool. So if you're a visitor, it's very useful to know the visitor's rules, and that one is you ask politely and you listen carefully and you find out what's going on.
Are visitor's rules the same as guest rules?
Visitor, guest, pretty much, yeah. And then when they ask you something, they're not always interested in the absolute bleeding truth about your experience. Well, how do you like being here? My wife brung me. I hate it.
Yeah.
No, that's not. No, they don't want to know that, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
There are some
rules of the road.
Some rules of the road that are worth keeping, right? And they have to do with paying attention to other people's feelings.
Which we'll discuss when we come back. KINS News and Information Time. It's.
What could we do as a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit decadeofdifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
Good morning, KINS News and Information Time. It's 8:35. Merry Christmas, everybody. This is
and a happy
taped version. You know, Damien, I'm not sure that this one, however, is going to go down as a best of show.
No.
I just kind of have that sense it's percolating through right now. We may want to set this on the side. Yeah.
Yeah. We spent Christmas morning listening to this.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, boy, no wonder the turkey's looking rough. Now, before the break, we had talked about if you're a visitor or a guest or a family member who's been away for a prolonged period of time, so the dynamics of the family have changed.
Yeah.
You said there's some rules of the road, some things that guests and visitors normally will want to do, either in foresight or in hindsight.
Yeah, hindsight. Hopefully develops the next foresight. Right?
Yeah, absolutely. So what are some of the do's and don'ts or the P's
well,
and
you're,
Q's?
You're,
and where did P and Q come from anyway?
Where did what?
P's and Q's. Pay attention to your P's and Q's.
What's
a P
know.
And a Q?
Pints. Oh, I know that. Yeah.
Pints and quarts?
Pints and quarts. It's a British thing about paying attention to equal measures. Mind your P's and Q's. In other words, don't be short. Don't be long. Be accurate.
Oh, okay.
Mind your P's and Q's. So when you're a visitor and a guest, it doesn't matter whether it's total strangers or your own family. If you're a visitor and a guest, things have changed since you were there last, including yesterday. Married couples often forget that when they come home to each other, they're coming home to a slightly different person, either whatever's happened that day or whatever they've thought about or how they're feeling, that sort of thing. So when you come, say, like a reunion, and you come from years away, maybe, or at least a year away, home for Christmas, things are different. So it's useful to chat about how things are and how who you're visiting is, rather than imposing yourself on them.
Here I am.
Here I am. It's all about me.
Yeah.
And then they do their polite version of, no, it's not. Put this apron on and work on the dishes.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. Yeah. And it's useful to volunteer help. Sometimes people say yes. Sometimes, no, we got it covered. Thank you very much. Sit there and drink your coffee and be nice. And then what do? Just wait. We'll open the presents later.
Yeah.
So it's useful to engage people in conversation about how they are, what they're doing, what they're up to, how things have been for them.
Just normal
but
stuff.
It, but it, well, it is.
Or what oftentimes could be.
Yeah, it isn't
normal.
All about yeah. you. So those are the polite rules for the engagement, is inquire about other people's circumstances. And when you look at family and how children are raised, those five ways that people are affected, physically, emotionally, intellectually, socially, and spiritually. So on holidays, there's always interesting inquiry in what's going on with people, physical, emotional, intellectual. You know, that includes religion, politics, science, hobbies, school, what they're doing of interest in the family. So that means you get to ask and inquire. So a lot of people are afraid to ask questions like that. So that's sometimes that's the hindsight that, or foresight that comes from previous hindsight, what to talk about, what not to talk about. So there's the odd bit of preparation, maybe, if you're coming home for Christmas after a year, say, is talk to somebody on the phone or email and see if you can get some range and windage about how things are going. Yeah, Dad's a total mess since he wrecked the Jeep. Oh, really? What happened? Well, he was drunk again. Oops.
Yeah.
Oops. Mm. So it's nice to do a little foresight by inquiry. And then there's all sorts of things about health. People have operations. People get sick. And sometimes they don't want to talk about it. Mom's brother visited, but we don't talk about that. Why? I'm not talking about that.
Yeah.
So that's off the table.
Yeah.
Right. So it's useful just to walk away from some things and be pleasant and happy and celebrate people's joy.
Yeah, bask in the reflected glow, if nothing else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is warm and fuzzy. And I think warm and fuzzy is one of the important things about the holidays.
Unless it happens to be in your Christmas drink. KINS, yeah. You did it, so I thought I'd had to try to cover there for you. KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:40. We'll be back with more from Lou Quimby.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Good morning, KINS News and Information Time. It's 8:44. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Lou Quimby is alongside. This may be my worst program, but I'm sure having a good time.
That's okay. You know, we strive for only the best because we're having fun.
So this will generate some foresight next time.
Yeah, that's right.
The hindsight from this will develop foresight.
In what, 6 or 7 years when
maybe
we next do a Christmas show, yeah. If this is somebody's first Christmas, either a wedding.
Oh, it's magical.
Bringing folks together, or maybe the first time they've been in America.
Yeah.
Or after they've been, I guess, baptized.
Yeah.
In another way.
Yeah.
Unknown expectations.
Yeah, well, it's kind of magical. You know, yeah. I mean, you think about the history of Christmas and all the piano play and the Christian beginnings and then the commercialization of the 60s, 70s, and 80s. And things are changing a bit now because there's what are those other ones? Hanukkah and Guandaville and...
Well, and Hanukkah and Kwanzaa are the only two.
Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, and...
What was that, Somethingville?
I don't know. I just made it up.
Oh.
happy holidays and all like that. So that celebration is becoming different, and then, of course, the PC folk.
You didn't say Hooterville, did you?
No, no.
With the Grinch?
No.
Okay.
No. Anyway, first time Christmas is for people is wonderful. It's a cultural experience. It's like us folks going to a first time Christmas in Italy or France or Germany. I mean,
how about Australia?
Australia.
Let's get on the other
Australia.
Side. Australia. So the middle of summer.
Middle of summer. Yeah.
I mean,
right.
There's a couple of those that I would love.
Then there's weather. You're right. Yeah. Exactly. So we're used to lots of things, and it's quite different when you go to different cultures, different countries. Now, put that on a smaller scale. It's quite different when you go across town to a different family with different ethnic origins and different traditions and different expectations and experiences and hopes.
Well, even family size, I would think, could be
family. Yeah,
something.
And so,
yeah.
As far as growing up in a family is concerned, it's really nifty to have families that have wide variety of friendships and different backgrounds, and children learn to experience and express interest in other things besides their own family stuff. Like the quote I read about, I'm inflexible and rigid in my requirements, the first of which is to be flexible at all times, right? So it's useful for children to learn about other people's methods of celebration, because that taps into them intellectually, emotionally, socially, spiritually, physically. It's a big five. It gets them all.
Building the flexibility in, I would think, almost has to be an overt effort.
Yeah, on purpose.
Because of tradition and the comfort and the familiarity of tradition, you go off that railroad track and things...
It's like education for family. Teenagers, for example, may want to spend Christmas with somebody else for whatever reason. Girlfriend, boyfriend, or just interest. And parents kind of go, what? And kids go, hey, I'm developing a life of my own here. Want to back off? Well, it's hard to pay attention to kids' desire for something different when family traditions and expectations and hopes have been set, locked in for a long time.
Hopefully there's been discussion
hopefully,
in advance so that it's not surprise and disappointment also.
Mom, by the way, I'm 15. I want your permission to get married. What? Can we talk about this? No.
Movies again.
My mind's made up. So, yeah, it's useful to talk about these things ahead of time, to look at what's new and different and how it will affect you and how will it affect us.
Have you ever experienced an out-of-the-United-States Christmas?
Hong Kong.
Oh, that must have been interesting.
Yeah. I was invited to Po Chung's house, which was nice. And he was the chairman of DHL when I was over there. And he had a family gathering. And there, when you introduce strangers, you become aunts and uncles. So I was Uncle Lewis, right? And I didn't have an awful lot in common with the grown-ups, and so I found myself on the floor playing with the kids, playing games with the children, and then we had dinner, and then I had to be gracious and learn how to talk to his grown-up family members, and they were gracious, and they were asking questions, and I was asking questions, and that all worked out fine, but of course, it's a holiday. For them, it's a food holiday, not a Christmas holiday.
Yeah, there was something I heard earlier this week. I think it was China, maybe it's Japan. Fried chicken.
Fried chicken?
China. It's got to be China, not Japan. That fried chicken and popcorn or something. And that was the big tradition for Christmas, for those who were not Christian.
So the colonel had his way.
Yeah, well, he's kind of kicking butt over in China anyway.
Well, he is.
He's
got thousands of franchises.
So interesting. Did you ever get a return invite?
Oh, I've been several times. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So you've been on the floor with the kids often then.
Well, the kids are now in college.
Yeah, well, you know, different reasons, et cetera, et cetera.
Right.
Well, Merry Christmas, sir.
And a happy.
Okay. Join us Monday for Normal Talk Shop. Till then, make a good day. See you tomorrow.